Are American Voters Acting Normal Again? By Molly Ball. Ever since Donald Trump came along, politics has been upside down and backward, the conventional wisdom rendered useless and the old rules thrown out the window. Political professionals regard the American voter warily, never sure when the next weird surprise might come. Would Republicans vote for a man accused of pursuing teens for sex? Roy Moore nearly won a Senate seat in Alabama despite such allegations, which he denies. Could a Democrat capture a congressional district Trump won by 20 points? Connor Lamb in Pennsylvania did just that. In these topsy-turvy times, anything is possible. And so, on May 9th, the so-called experts braced for the latest insanity. But instead, in the first major round of primary voting ahead of this fall's midterm elections, Republicans and Democratic voters made generally conventional choices. In primaries in West Virginia, Ohio, and Indiana, voters eschewed the most out-of-the-mainstream candidates, and both party establishments exhaled. In West Virginia, Republican voters chose Patrick Morrissey, the state attorney general, as their Senate nominee to challenge the Democratic incumbent, Joe Manchin. A former Washington lobbyist who positioned himself as the conservative in the race, Morrissey edged out a sitting congressman, Evan Jenkins, as well as the race's most notorious contender, Don Blankenship, a former coal company CEO who spent a year in prison for mine safety violations after an explosion that killed 29 miners. In the final days of the campaign, Blankenship released a bizarre ad in which he assailed the unpopular Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky for favoring China people over Americans. Trump, presumably without intending any irony, warned voters that Blankenship was too crazy to win a general election, comparing him to Moore, the Republican candidate who managed to lose the Alabama race in December. The voters listened, giving Washington Republicans what they see as a better chance at taking the seat. Manchin is personally popular, but Trump won the state by 42 points in 2016. In Ohio, it was Democrats who were on edge, thanks to a late surge by a colorful but unconventional candidate. But the establishment's preferred candidate for governor, former state attorney, General Richard Cordray, easily defeated Dennis Kucinich, the far-left former congressman and two-time presidential aspirant. Cordray is hardly a corporate-friendly Democrat. He was handpicked for his last job, director of the bank watchdog Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, by liberal warrior Elizabeth Warren, but he lacked Kucinich's crusading zeal and New Age vibes.